Regina said, it's summer in the city, and all you see is cleavage, cleavage, cleavage. Regina, you have got to visit Namibia to see what African cleavage is all about. You will see warrior women, princesses of the earth, reaching out to touch the sun as we sow our seeds, and our strong figures carry us on a journey of survival, emancipation, and life. African cleavage, African cleavage, African cleavage, African cleavage. I look into her eyes and I see all the tears she's cried. I touch her aching skin. I feel all the sacrifices she's made. She is a painting of courage and care. Her face is delicate and somehow manly. She has frowned a lot, or maybe she has laughed a lot. She makes mistakes, she is strong, and she has got Africa cleavage. Day-to-day basis, women go through the scariest of things, from holding a family together to fighting for her rights, to being raped and beat up and felt up and disrespected and abused and misused and feeling confused for not being tough enough sometimes. What can we do but forge on and show some African cleavage? Cleavage holds worlds together. Cleavage is all the roles we play every day, as mother, as fighter, as lover who fights for her mind. And for those women like myself who get carried on the hands, who get flowers and respect, all we can do is fight for those who have never felt some tenderness, sing for those who have always been oppressed and who will never be strong enough alone to walk on out of their bad situation. Women who think that they will always need someone to make them feel slightly valid. Women who think thin is more important than healthy. Women who just exist. African cleavage, African cleavage.